Welcome to Tokyo Cheapo Podcast. Think Tokyo's expensive? Well, think again. All the best tips for visiting and living in Tokyo on a pittance. Cheap sushi, cheap sausages, cheap dates, cheap dogs, cheap hotels, cheap holidays, cheap sumo, cheap salads, cheap bikes, cheap booze, cheap chicken. Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and cheapos. A nice low-cost welcome to you through your earbuds, wherever you may be, Tokyo or further afield. I'm Chris Kirkland, and joined today by my fellow cheapo, Greg Lane.
Good morning from Tokyo.
So, we've decided to sharpen up the podcast a bit and keep it a little bit shorter and do it on a more regular basis. Let's jump straight into one of our new regular features, which is the top cheapo eats.
Okay, so this is just something we covered in the site in the last month, and it's a place called Talia, which is a very unique kind of restaurant. It's actually an Indian restaurant. And the thing that's unique about it is it's basically like a bento or a teishoku restaurant. That's a kind of a Japanese set meal restaurant done in an Indian style. So the food is quite authentic, but you know, you go in there and you can buy a bento or you know, a set meal. And the other thing that's really good about it is it has a really really nice atmosphere. It's kind of like a trendy cafe. And there's actually a chain of these, so about 12 or 13 branches, mainly around Shinjuku and West Tokyo. It's definitely worth checking out, so if you have a moment, yeah, look on the site.
And how much is a Tali going to set you back?
They have sets for about 690 yen, I think, is the cheapest one for a lunch set. You know, you get a huge naan, one curry and a salad, and a lassi for 690 yen. And the good thing about that is it actually, it's available on the weekend as well. So a lot of places kind of, they just have a weekday special. So they have it on Saturdays and Sundays as well, which is quite kind of handy.
Marvellous. Well, today we're going to be doing a nice intro into hanami, how to do hanami on cheap. But before we go into that, let's do the cheapo calendar. All of you might still be reeling from the expense of Valentine's Day, hopefully not, having followed our cheapo tips. But we've got White Day coming up, another opportunity for shops to cajole us into buying things.
So Chris, what's White Day?
White Day is the antithesis of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day in Japan, girls are meant to give chocolate to guys. White Day is the opposite, where guys are meant to give a gift to their girl, or the girl that they like, who gave them chocolate, which is something like approximately three times the value of the gift they received from the girl. It's highly anti-cheapo.
Do you know about Black Day?
What's Black Day, Greg?
It's actually on the 14th of April, and that's where you buy chocolate for yourself. Anyway, there's an article coming up on the site from one of our staff writers, Grace, so look out for that in about the next week. So something else coming up on the calendar is St. Patrick's Day. There is a big parade every year in Omotesando, which is one of the busier parts of central Tokyo. And the special thing about this year is it's actually going to be on St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, they have it on a Sunday, so it doesn't tend to fall on the exact day. So apparently it's the biggest parade in Asia. So if you're free next weekend, that's worth checking out.
Presumably you can do that at the grand total of 0 yen.
Exactly.
So what else have we got coming up, Greg?
This is actually one of the first things we covered on the site. We covered it in retrospect, actually. It was Roppongi Art Night, a really, really cool event that happens every year at the end of March. So it's happening on the 23rd and 24th of March this year.
And so what happens on Roppongi Art Night?
It was created to promote the Roppongi Art Triangle, basically three major museums that are located in the kind of Roppongi Akasaka area. The Mori Art Museum in Roppongi Hills, you've got the Suntory Art Museum in Tokyo Midtown, and you've got the National Art Center in Nogizaka, or you know, Nishizabu kind of area. They basically call it a triangle because there's three places, right? So on this art weekend, they have lots of outdoor installations, and it's basically an installation-based kind of art festival. So they'll have, and it happens more in the evening, during, you know, as the name would suggest. Typically what people do is they'll go around in the circuit. there's a rather unique kind of tradition, I guess, you get with these kind of things, which is called a stamp rally. Have you ever done a stamp rally?
I've done it with various train stations around Tokyo, being a train spotter myself. I assume it's a similar thing. You can get some sort of sheet of paper and you get it stamped at different venues and you bask in your own glory.
That's right. So pretty much everyone who's goes along to this event does it, and you get some kind of a crappy little prize at the end of it. Last time they had a blanket.
But it's not about the material prize. No. It's about the glory.
Exactly, it's about the process of doing it. So, anyway, we'll be covering that on the site too.
Am I mistaken in thinking that it actually runs all night? This event's running through to the morning?
You could be right. You could be right. It actually does run on two nights, and two different nights, even though it's called Roppongi Art Night.
And last up on the calendar, we're going to give you a quick Hanami forecast. For those of you who don't know, Hanami is cherry blossom season. Hanami literally means looking at flowers, and it translates to sitting under some cherry blossom trees and getting pissed. That's how we celebrate.
Or drinking green tea.
Of course. Where and when are we going to get Hanami this year? What does the Yahoo Sakura page tell us?
It's basically going to be full bloom and on about the 1st of April. In terms of when most people do it, it's usually on the weekend, so that'll be the 30th and the 31st of March, and probably the following weekend.
So you usually get a couple of weekends where there's the peak Hanami season, where everybody's celebrating. It's a bit of a sort of free music festival in some of the parks. So, segueing into our main feature this week, Hanami, the Japanese custom of enjoying the cherry blossom. And this typically manifests as sitting under some cherry blossom trees in a park and getting rather drunk with your friends. We're going to cover where to go, what to bring, and how to get the maximum for your yen celebrating the Hanami. So first up, Greg, you have some top tips for the ultimate salary man Hanami experience.
Well, one of the most famous places to go for Hanami is Ueno Park. So anyone who's visited Tokyo or lives in Tokyo will be familiar with Ueno Park for all the museums and other attractions. So for a very much like a salaryman type experience, you head to Ueno Park. There'll be karaoke machines. There'll be, company groups of 200 people. It's quite raucous, but it's also it's very organized. You'll have people doing the official starts. They'll do the yoi don, and they'll all clap at the same time, and they'll all finish at the same time, and everyone picks up their trash. It's all very, very organized.
And how does it start? What time of day are the first people there, and why?
Typically the younger members of the company will be told to go down and reserve the place the previous night. You can't say this is my area or book a space. You basically have to have people sitting on your ubiquitous blue sheet for 24 hours. So they'll be sitting there all night, and then the people will turn up probably in the morning, and it'll go through until the early afternoon.
Proper dedication. So jumping over to a completely different Hanami experience is Hyogi Park. I like to describe it as a free music festival with no music. Utter chaos and lawlessness descends on that park for the weekends of Hanami. Thousands of people, probably tens of thousands of people, absolutely no police, and plenty of drunken merriment. So it's very much like a huge music festival, but just with no music. It's a good chance to see some nudity. I remember last year some guy ran out into the central pool area and stuck his ass in the fountain.
The fountain squirts about, 10 metres into the air, so there's a bit of pressure there.
He gave quite a display. Yoyogi is your park of choice for some Hanami madness. A slightly more refined version, but equally busy, would be Shinjuku Gyoen. And as you may know, that comes with a price tag of 200 yen to get in, which obviously filters out all of the riffraff that you find in Yoyogi.
Yep. Strictly no nudity allowed.
Warden will come along and tell you to put your pants back on. Another hotspot is the Meguro Gawa, Meguro River, in the neighborhood of Nakameguro. as you may know, Napa Megiddo is a bit of kind of hip, cool neighborhood. Lots of young people, the fake glasses and expensive haircuts and little yapping dogs with Louis Vuitton dog collars and whatnot. On the Hanami season, it's another veritable festival. You've got people lining the side of the river, selling all kinds of wares, various kinds of performance. It's always very crowded and very lively place. Definitely worth checking out.
And one more place is right next to the Arakawa River. It's a place called Higashioji, I think. And it's on the Shinjuku line. And it's a bit different than the others. There are cherry trees lining the Arakawa River. The cherry trees aren't that spectacular, but it's a, you know, there's usually lots of space to spread out. There's no traffic. So, you know, it's a great place for families. So, you know, if you want to run around and enjoy the view of the river, it's a nice spot.
So there's a few options for where to go. So let's swiftly move on to what to bring. Drunkenness is a popular sport for the weekend. And as we've recommended before, the shop Yamaya is a great place to pick up booze and indeed soft drinks as well. It's actually markets itself as a world liquor system, which translates to meaning a place to buy cheap booze from overseas. It's not just good for booze, it's great for a whole range of foreign import goods, so typically crisps and cheese and snacks, olives. Sauerkraut, if you want to take some sauerkraut with you to Hanami, I know I will.
And another tip, if you're taking a bottle of wine, you don't need to take a bottle opener, because they keep bottle openers behind the counter in Yamaya, so you just ask them to open it, stick the cork back in and you're off.
So you can save 400 yen on buying a bottle opener.
Yeah, definitely.
Our favourite tip would be the all-famous half-price bento tip. Turn up at a department store at kind of 2:30, where all the kind of lunchtime bento is hangaku. It's all half price. Or hangaki, I forget.
Hangaku,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, probably more, maybe a weekday option. So, you know, pick it up in the afternoon and take it to evening cherry blossom viewing. You know, because if you can't get together on the weekend, then, you know, the evening's a good option.
Yeah, beautiful. And Akimegaro especially, it's beautiful in the evenings. It's got these lanterns festooned along the river. Very pretty. Lights up the cherry blossoms. Finally, another tip is, since you'll typically be going with a group of people, it's maybe an opportunity to go to Hanamasa, where you can buy in bulk. We've mentioned Hanamasa before. It's a cheapo supermarket. Often the quantities are large size, because it's a sort of semi-catering market place.
Yeah, good place for fruit.
So, final tip to get a little bit more value out of the Hanami season is the fact that Hanami moves through the country at a gradual pace, and it doesn't happen at the same time all over the place. And if you just go slightly further away from Tokyo, just into Saitama, for example, Inariyama Poen, the Hanami is typically up to about a week later than it is in central Tokyo. And then if you head off to the far west of Tokyo, Okutama, then typically it's going to be a couple of weeks later.
Yep.
So no need to cram all your Hanami into one or two weekends. You can just travel a little bit further.
Spread it over a month.
Yeah. So that's our Hanami tips. We've already given you a rough idea of when to go, giving you the places where to go, what to bring, and how to get some extra Hanami by geographical cheapo thriftiness. So let's finish this episode on a rather significant note. We are rapidly approaching the Tokyo Cheapo 1 year anniversary, and we have plans for this to go well marked, and we're going to have a cheapo meetup. So at the moment, we're looking at probably doing it on Sunday, the 31st of March. Nothing confirmed yet, so do watch this space. Do check the site for full details. But we're planning to get us spendthrifts together to have some low-cost fun to celebrate a wonderful year, wonderful first year of Tokyo Cheapo. So that's about it for this week.
Please check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Tokyo Cheapo. We're also on Twitter, Actually, we just got our 300th follower on Twitter, so...
Nice.
twitter.com/TokyoCheapo.
And we're rapidly approaching 1,000 on Facebook. You could be our 1,000th like.
Yep. It'll all come together for the get-together, hopefully.
Indeed. Marvellous. Thanks for joining us, guys, and we'll see you next time.
See you around.
Dogs, cheap hotels, cheap holidays, cheap sumo, cheap salads.